Hello, I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a sweltering shed in the Yorkshire Dales, with a stack of CDs and a host of memories. It's 29 degrees out there, would you believe, but in the cause of great art, here I am, in the hut. I've been working recently on volume 2 of my life story. It's called You Can Sleep on the Settee, and it's rooted in the 60s and 70s folk scene, the second wave of the folk revival, as I like to call it. And I thought as I was doing it that it's a while since I did anything serious to put some of that great music out here on the show. So on Facebook, a little while back, I asked for other people's classic tracks from the British folk revival of the 60s, 70s, maybe late 50s as well. We got more than 400 posts. The last time I looked, it was 430-something. And I'm going to kick off straight away with an instrumental number, because Paula Courtney said you must play something by Hedgehog Pie, because they were simply magnificent. Sean Laffey, who edits the Irish Traditional Music magazine, and who also sings shanties, wrote in and said, come on, something by the great Hedgehog Pie. So this is a set of tunes called Has Anybody Seen My Bass Amp?, otherwise known as Hunter's House and the Oak Tree, from Hedgehog Pie's album The Green Lady. Has anybody seen my bass amp? Hedgehog Pie from the album The Green Lady with Hunter's House and the Oak Tree. We were mostly amateurs back in the 50s, 60s and 70s with no idea that we could make a living out of the music that we loved. Some of us did eventually, others kept their jobs and gigged at weekends, or if they were school teachers, gigged a lot during the summer holidays. It was truly a really exciting time. We were all young, late teens, early 20s. We did our gigs in little rooms above pubs or back rooms with skittle alleys. There were hundreds and hundreds of folk clubs all around the country. Sheffield, for example, had at least one club for every night of the week, and Manchester had two for most nights of the week. And the revival produced some truly amazing music. I'm going to be playing more from the sort of folk club movement in a few minutes, but first I want to play something from Richard and Linda Thompson's album I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. It's the song When I Get to the Border. Sue Cook from Somerset requested something from Bright Lights, and Laura Ivory said, my late husband and I got to the border in 2000, the English Channel, and this song, When I Get to the Border, was playing as we made our way to a new life. Well, this was towards the end of the folk revival, when bands like Fairport and Steeleye had also morphed into slightly different breakup groups. One of the pairings, Richard and Linda Thompson, produced two absolutely seminal albums, which totally melded the electric folk scene and the pub folk scene. It was Hokey Pokey and I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. From Bright Lights, this is When I Get to the Border.
Take what's mine, I can leave them all behind. They can never cross that line. When I get to the border, sawbones standing at the door, waiting till I hit the floor. He won't find me anymore. When I get to the border, a pine with a name that looks like mine. They say I drowned in a barrel of wine. When I got to the border, when I got to the border. One way to get in my hand.
When I Get to the Border, from I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight, like I said, the seminal album from Richard and Linda Thompson. Now, let's go back a little bit to the folk clubs again, to those smoky upstairs rooms in little pubs all across the British Isles. And a band called The Wayfarers, the backbone of the folk movement, were the little bands and the solo singers, entertainers, the musicians, the people who ran the folk clubs, who week after week, for no profit at all, used to just put up notices in the local paper, print posters, whatever, all for the love of the music. Well, the Wayfarers were a Lancashire folk group where the lead singer was Brian Dewhurst, a distinctive voice with rich Lancashire overtones, and the song that was requested by Judith Allen is The Calico Printer's Clerk. And for all you fellow nerds out there, it's a broadside ballad from the Manchester Broadside Collection, and the tune was put to it by the Halyard, Nick Jones' old band.
In Manchester, that city of cotton, twist and twill, lived a maiden young and pretty because of all the ill. Well, years she had but 20, and her eyes were hazy blue. Admirers she had plenty, and her name was Dorothy Daroo. She was very fond of dancing, but allow me to remark that one fine day she danced away with the calico printer's clerk. It was at a dance I met her in 1853. Oh, I never can forget her, though she was unkind to me. I was dressed all in me best, and me clothes they all were new. Oh, me heart was beating in my breast for lovely Dorothy Daroo. She was very fond of dancing, but allow me to remark that one fine day she danced away with the Galligo printer's clerk. Well, together we would dance all the dances of the day. Round and round we danced, till she danced me heart away. Well, I whispered to her lowly, as around the room we flew, oh, me poor heart you have stolen, I love you, Dorothy Daroo. She was very fond of dancing, but allow me to remark that one fine day she danced away with the calico printer's clerk. Then I got from her a letter that a call she meant to pay unto her dearest sister who lived some miles away. In a week she'd be returning, was but a short adieu. Oh, her love for me was burning, oh, deceitful Dorothy Daroo. She was very fond of dancing, but allow me to remark that one fine day she danced away with the calico printer's clerk. Early the next morning, to breakfast I sat down. A smile on my face adorning was soon turned to a frown. For in the morning paper these few lines met me view: that Jones, the calico printer's clerk, had married Dorothy Daroo. She was very fond of dancing, but allow me to remark that one fine day she danced away with the calico printer's clerk. So in Manchester, that city of cotton, twist and twill, lived a maiden young and pretty, the cause of all me ill. Well, years she had but 20, and her eyes were hazy blue. Admirers she had plenty, and her name was Dorothy Daroo. She was very fond of dancing, but allow me to remark that one fine day she danced away with the calico printer's clerk.
Well, you can download that album from the internet if you go and find it. That was The Wayfarers with Calico Princess Clark from an album simply called The Wayfarers. If you listen carefully, you can just hear that that was dubbed from vinyl. It would be nice to get your hands on a nice, clean, digital copy of that sometime. The late Brian Dewhurst, I should say, there on lead vocals. A great guy, friend of mine, and a wonderful singer, and well-known around the north of England in particular, of course. We went to the great session in the sky, sadly. He was also, by the way, a great fly fisherman. Just thought you might want to know that. Tim Hart and Maddie Pryor spent their apprenticeships in the folk clubs and folk festivals of these islands and then went on, of course, to become two of the main musicians and singers in that wonderful band, Steel Eye Span, which for my money was one of the most important folk rock bands ever. From the early album Summer Solstice, suggested by Lorna Ivory, this is Tim and Maddie with a quintessentially beautiful English ballad, I Live Not Where I Love, one of the great melodies of all time.
Time.
Paddy Pryor, one of the greatest voices on the planet, with I Live Not Where I Love from Tim Hart and Mary Pryor's album Summer Solstice. Now, Sue Allenby, Sue Terry, Andrew McIntosh, Nicholas Seller, David Varley, they all wrote in to say, how about something from Mr. Fox, perhaps Gay Goshawk? Mr. Fox, founded by Bob and Carol Pegg, was a folk rock band that never quite got to the stature of Steel Eye or Fairport, but nonetheless made some really, really interesting albums. Bob was deeply immersed in the folklore and traditions of the Yorkshire Dales. I think I might be right in suggesting that he did his master's or his bachelor's, I'm not sure which, at Leeds University, and did a lot of research into the folk music of the Dales and produced a lot of great songs. And when he formed his band, Mr. Fox, the, I suppose, elemental nature of the limestone country of the Dales and its legends and its lore took a grip of him, and he produced a handful of really fine albums which all told stories and somehow delved into that, if you like, mystical past of the English landscape. Anyway, enough of me. This is Mr. Fox with the Gay Goshawk. Fox with the Gay Goshawk, and that particular version comes from an album called The Story of British Folk. Again, as I've said before over and over, it's well worth seeking out compilations like that, and you get a taste of a whole genre of folk music. But you can also find it on a wonderful double album, two albums on one CD, as it says on the cover, a transatlantic Records reissue of both the first album, Mr. Fox, and the second album, The Gypsy. Again, well worth getting your hands on that if you want to hear most of the great catalogue of Mr. Fox songs. There were giants abroad in the folk scene in those days, and I remember being at the club Memphis. I'd gone with Dennis Saby, a mate of mine who was helping to run the Topic Folk Club in Bradford at the time. We had a night off, and we went over to the club Memphis in Leeds, where Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick were appearing. Swarbrick, as many of you know, was a Cayley band player who went and joined the Ian Campbell folk group as fiddler and eventually Fairport Convention. But along the way, of course, he worked in a close partnership and a deep and lasting friendship with Martin Carthy, who's probably one of the single most important musicians, singers, song carriers of the entire second wave of the folk revival. And he's still, of course, going strong. Martin's early work is still as majestic as ever, and his work in particular with Dave Swarbrick well stands the test of time. Elaine Scott and Gary Ranting have both asked for the duo's version of Sauvé, and all I want to say before I play this is remember that in those days there were severe limits to recording. It was all done analogue, on tape, and in very many cases it was recorded direct onto two-track tape and then became the master for the pressings. So bear that in mind when you listen to this. Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick from the album Life and Limb, with the story of the female highwayman, or should I say highway person, Sauvé.
So they all on a day, she dressed herself in man's array, with a sword and a pistol all by her side, to meet her true love, to meet her true love awaited bride. As she was riding over the plain, she met her true love and bid him stand. Your gold and silver kind, sir, she said, or else this moment shall life I have. And when she brought him of his store, she says, kind sir, there is one thing more. Egg on and ring, which I know you have. Deliver it, your sweet line to say. Oh, that golden ring a token is, my life for lose the ring I'll say. Be it tender-hearted, just like a dove, she rode away from her true love. Next morning in the garden green, just like true love years, they were seen. Oh, he spied his watch hanging by her clothes. It made him blush like any rose. Oh, what makes you blush at so silly a thing? I thought to have at your golden ring. It was I that brought you all on the plain. So here's your watch and your gold again. I did intend, and it was to know if that you were my true love or no. But if you'd have given me that ring, she said, I'd have pulled the trigger and shot you dead. Thank you.
pull the trigger and shot you dead. They don't make women like that nowadays. Well, they probably do, actually, but I've never come across them. Solvay from Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick's album Life and Limb, and I bet any money that that track was recorded with just the two of them in a small studio, a couple of microphones, and it would have been a single take. No overdubs. You can just actually hear, I think it was Dave or Martin, talking as the instrumental bit just starts at the end there. And that's what you did. And it was all the better, I think, for being slightly underproduced. John Entwistle, Paul Henson and Wendy MacDonald all suggested something from Christy Moore. And without any doubt whatsoever, Christy must have been one of the most hard-working people on the folk scene of the late 60s, 70s and beyond. He honed his craft and art by travelling the folk clubs of the UK. In his earliest days, I remember in an old 6-volt Volkswagen Beetle that was hand-painted black, I think. Either that or it was just filthy. Guitar, a suitcase with a few clothes in it, and off he went, all around the UK. I remember his first paid gig in England because Christy appeared at a little folk club I was running called the Old House at Home in Blakely, next to Crumpsall, Manchester. Jerry Brady of the Manchester Irish folk group The Beggarman suggested I book Christy because he'd come over during the bank strike in Ireland, where he'd been working as a bank clerk, and he'd nothing to do, so he donned an Aran cardigan and a pair of sandals and slacks and came over on the boat. He came to the folk club that night, quite shy actually, put his foot up on a stool and in a crowded room sang the Rocky Road to Dublin. And nobody who was there that night is ever going to forget it. The Galway races, Coonla, James Connolly, Tibney up to Nancy, Christy and then Planxty, the band he formed, changed Irish music forever. I thought, what shall I pick? And then remembered that Christy had sent me an unreleased version of Sweet Thames Flow Softly, the great Ewan McCall song. Christy had and has a massive respect for Ewan McCall as a singer and songwriter, and was one of the few singers from the revival folk scene to be invited to Ewan's Singers Club down in London. Anyway, this, for my money, is one of the most beautiful versions ever of Sweet Thames Flow Softly.
I met my love near Woolwich Pier, beneath the big grandstanding, and all the love I felt for her, it passed all understanding. Took her sailing on the river, flow, sweet river, flow. London town was mine to give her, sweet Thames flow softly. I made the Thames into a crown, flow, sweet river, flow. And made a brooch of silver town, sweet Thames flow softly. From Shadwell Dock to Nine Elms Reach, we cheek to cheek were dancing. Her necklace made of London Bridge, her beauty was enhancing. Kissed her once again at Wapping, flow, sweet river, flow. After that there was no stopping, sweet Thames flow softly. I gave her Hampton Court to twist, flow, sweet river, flow. Into a bracelet for her wrist, sweet Thames flow softly. But now, alas, the tide has changed. My love, she has gone from me. And winter's frost has touched my heart and put a blight upon me. creeping fog is on the river. Flow, sweet river, flow. Sun and moon and stars gone with her. Sweet Thames, flow softly. Swift the Thames flows to the sea. Flow, sweet river, flow. Barren ships and part of me. Sweet Thames, flow softly. I learnt that song from the late Derek McEwan when we both lived together in Rochdale way back in 1968. And every Thursday night we'd go down to Jack and Mavis's club and have a right good do. Love to all.
I'd forgotten that he stuck that on the end of that song when he sent it over. Christy Moore, an unreleased version of Sweet Thames Flow Softly. The folk scene was full of entertainers, people like Billy Connolly, Jasper Carrot, Max Boyce, Bill Barkley, Derek Brimstone, Fred Wedlock, Bob Williamson, Bernard Wrigley, and I even did a bit myself. We didn't take ourselves too seriously. We loved the music, but very often we wrote funny songs or did monologues or whatever as well. As Bob Davenport once said, our job really was to entertain people, not just to educate them. And as he said, quote, I would rip a telephone directory in half if it attracted people's attention. Full stop. I learnt a lot of my craft, if I have any at all, from Bob Davenport. Well, one of the best-known folk club entertainers of them all, particularly in the north of England, was, of course, Tony Capstick. Sean Laffey and Dave Horton all suggested something from Tony Capstick, and Cynthia Teal writes very quietly, quote, a bit of Capstick, perhaps. Tony Capstick, or Cappers, as he's affectionately known, always wanted to be a ballad singer. He had a great voice and was a fine guitarist, but being a Yorkshire lad, the clowning just would not go away. One of the funniest men on the planet. And Billy Connolly once said that too. The best recordings of Tony Capstick live are festering away in the vault somewhere in Harrogate, and I couldn't get my hands on them, so the only thing I can do is play you what is probably Tony at the peak of perfection with his hit single Capstick Comes Home, which, as many of you will know, is mostly a Mickey take on that toe-curlingly terrible Hovis bread advert.
Never forget that first day at Pitt. Me and my father worked a 72-hour shift, and then we walked home 43 miles through snow in his bare feet, huddled inside his clothes made out of old sacks. Eventually we trudged over hill until we could see street light twinkling in our village. My father smiled down at me through icicles hanging off his nose. Nearly home now, lad, he said. We stumbled into house and stood there freezing cold and tired out, shivering and miserable in front of meagre fire. Any road, me mum says, cheer up, lads. I've got you some nice brown bread and butter for your tea. Eh, me father went crackers. He reached out and gently pulled me mum towards him, bit throat. You big, fat, idle, ugly wart, he said. You great, useless, spawny-eyed, parrot-faced wazzock. He had a way with words, my father. He'd been to college, you know. You've been out playing bingo all afternoon instead of getting some proper snap ready for me and this lad, he explained to me poor little purple-faced mam. Then turning to me, he said, Arthur? He could never remember me name. Here's A for Crown. Nip down to Chipoil and get us a nice piece of haddock for us tea. Man cannot live by bread alone. You were a right day to me, father. He said as our working folk should have some dignity and pride and self-respect, and as how they should come home to summat warm and cheerful. And then he threw me mam on fire. We didn't have no tellies or shoes or bedclothes. We made us own fun in them days. Do you know when I were a lad you could get a tram down into town, buy 3 new suits and an overcoat, 4 pair of good boots, go and see George for me at Palace Theatre, get blind drunk, have some steak and chips, a bunch of bananas and 3 stone of monkey nuts, and still have change out in a farthing. We'd lots of things in them days they haven't got today. Rickets, diphtheria, Hitler. And bah, we did look well going to school with no backside in his trousers and all his little heads painted purple because we had ringworm. They don't know the born today.
Capstick comes home. I'd forgotten how wonderful that monologue is. That's from an album called Not So Funny As Folk. Now, one of the guys we all looked up to, and in fact Billy Connolly says when he first saw him, he just thought, I want to be that man, was Alex Campbell, who wandered the folk scene, not just of these islands, but also busked in Paris and was immensely popular in Denmark. He travelled around, mostly on trains, as I remember, wearing denim jeans, a denim jacket, carrying an old battered guitar and suitcase, on the road seemingly forever. He had an absolutely amazing presence on stage. He hadn't got the greatest voice in the world, nor was he the greatest guitarist, but he was totally and absolutely authentic. The only performers I could compare Alex to would be Billy Connolly and Christy Moore, who just commanded and command a stage whenever they walk on it. Scrawny face, ponytail, gold earring in 1968, which prompted me to go and get my own ears pierced in Camden Town in 1970. David Partridge just said, play something by Alex Campbell, legend. From the album Alex Campbell in Copenhagen, this is, I suppose, his anthem, Been on the Road.
On the road so long, been tired and broke so long. I've been to the south where the winds they were warm, traveling the road I've seen what was war so long, the ruins and the scars so long, the mansions of mud, the wounds and the blood, seen the dying of all that was good so long. This world's in the shroud so long. There's this mushrooming cloud so long. The lies and the greed of the leaders of men, those teeth who would take us to war again so long. Yet hope lives in me so long.
it's love that I see. So long. Courage and strength of the young man's smile, the faith that's in the little child. So I've traveled this road so long, and tired and broke so long. I've been to the south where the winds they were warm, traveling the road of no turn so long.
A song that I've always known as So Long, here called Been on the Road, the great Alex Campbell. And when I write the book, there's a few stories I'm going to tell you about Alex and his impact on the folk scene. Shirley Collins from the album English Originals with the Blacksmith quoted me, the quintessential English voice, Billy Bragg says, which turned him on to listening to folk. And she was one of the prime movers and shakers of the folk scene of the 1960s. And this song has been covered by so many, many singers because not only are the words wonderful, but the tune was actually lifted and put to the Salvation Army hymn To Be a Pilgrim. Because, as the Colonel said, why should the devil have all the best tunes? This is for Paul Burgess and many others who wrote in requesting it.
For a blacksmith courted me 9 months or better, and he so clever. And if I was with my love, I'd live forever. Now he talks of going abroad, fighting for strangers, but you stay duty. For when I had gold in store, you did invite me, but now
Blacksmith quoted me, Shirley Collins, from the album English Originals. And I'm going to stay with English originals now and play something from the band Oak. Tony Engel, who went on to run Topic Records, Danny and Rod Stradling, who've been movers and shakers in the English dance band movement for many, many years, and Petter Webb, who, like Shirley Collins, has got one of the great voices of the English folk scene. When you've got four people coming together like that, the result has got to be good. From the album Welcome to Our Fair, this is a beautiful song, The Bunch of Time, which many of you will know, and that's followed by a couple of tunes, The Perfect Cure and The Sweets of May. Wonderful stuff. Lead vocals, Petter Webb. Harmony vocals, Danny Stradling. Rod Stradling and Tony Engel on concertina and melodeon. That's Oak from their album Welcome to Our Fair, with a bunch of Time, The Perfect Cure and The Sweets of May. And I'm indebted to Bob Southern for recommending that, and also Ian Anderson of the now defunct print magazine Fruits, which was, I think, one of the best folk magazines on the planet. And sadly, it's no longer available in its print version. But Ian Anderson, for many, many years, furthered the cause of folk music and banged the drum for it. He did a great, great job for the music that he and the rest of us love so much. Now, Alison Vosalo said, Ewan McCall, please, something like Dirty Old Town. And Claire Galloway said, good idea. Briefly, together with Bert Lloyd, Ewan McCall kick-started the folk revival. McCall founded the first folk club, the Ballads and Blues Club, in 1953. Not long after that, the Topic Folk Club in Bradford, which is the longest-running club in the UK, was formed. And then Harry Boardman's Pack Horse Club in Manchester opened. The High Level Ranters opened their folk club at the Bridge Hotel, which still meets, as does the Topic. So McCall is one of the giants of the folk scene, without any doubt. And of course his songs, 30 Foot Trailer, Moving Song, My Old Man, Manchester Rambler, Sweet Thames, The First Time Ever, have long been in the folk canon. A lot of people imagine that Dirty Old Town is an Irish traditional song because it was made popular, of course, by, first of all, the Dubliners, then the Pogues. But it is, in fact, of course, as many of you will know, a song written for a stage play about Salford, Manchester's twin city on the other side of the Irwell.
I found my love by the gasworks croft, dreamed a dream by the old canal, kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Heard a siren from the dawn. Saw a train set the night on fire. Smell the spring on the smoky wind.
Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on the beach. Spring's a girl in the street at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Sharp axe, shining steel, tempered in the fire. We'll chop you down like an old dead tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Dirty Old Town, from the album Black and White, the definitive Ewan McCall. And I forgot to mention in my introduction, and it's unforgivable, the massive part played by Peggy Seeger in the early years of the folk revival, because, of course, Ewan McCall did not run the folk club in London on his own. His life partner, Peggy Seeger, who plays banjo and provides the backing vocals on that beautiful track, was a massive, massive support and also a fantastically creative storm force in herself. Great songwriter, great singer, as is evinced on that track there. So many apologies, Peggy, for not mentioning you in the intro to that piece, because, of course, your contribution to the folk revival in these islands has been absolutely immense. Joe Garvin wrote in asking for Needle of Death by Bert Jansch, as also did Joan Foy. It's a powerful song. Many young singers in the early days of the folk clubs would be hunched over the guitars singing this. It was a truth at the time, and I suppose a truth of all time. Bert Jansch was an innovator with tunings and rhythms on the guitar like Davy Graham and John Renbourn. He was a true classic, and he had a massive influence on many, many young guitarists. This song was written about a young friend of his who, as John Prine says in his song, Sam Stone, has a hole in his arm where all the money goes.
Sadness fills your heart, and sorrow hides the longing to be free. When things go wrong each day, you fix your mind to escape your misery. Your troubled young life had made you turn to a needle of death. How strange your happy words have ceased to bring a smile from everyone. How tears have filled the eyes of friends that you once had walked among. Your troubled young life had made you turn to a needle of death. Rain of pure white snow dissolved in blood spread quickly to your brain. In peace your mind withdraws, your death so near your soul can feel no pain. Your troubled young life had made you turn to a needle of death. Mother stands a-crying, while to the earth your body slowly cast. Your father stands in silence, caressing every young dream of the past. Your troubled young life had made you turn to a needle of death. Man's desires to free his mind, to release his very soul, has proved to all who live that death itself is freedom forevermore. And your troubled young life will make you turn to a needle of death.
Well, you could almost guarantee that in the course of any one night at a folk club anywhere in these islands, somebody would sing Needle of Death. That version, of course, was Bert Jansch, the man who wrote it, and it's from the album The All New Electric Muse, The Story of Folk into Rock. It's another compilation album, well worth getting your hands on, because it tells the story of how folk music morphed eventually into the electric folk scene. Rachel Waters asked for something from the Watersons, and of course, how could I do this show without something from the Watersons? They dominated the scene of the late 60s and through to the 70s, and still do in a way through Waterson Carthy and the work of Mary Waterson. They were in a class of their own. I remember being completely gobsmacked, is the right word, when I put on the record player at home an album called New Voices, which featured Harry Boardman, Maureen Craik. So Harry Boardman was from Lancashire, Maureen Craik was from Newcastle, and then the Watersons were from Hull. And it was just an epiphanous moment. The harmonies were quite amazing, and being a family, there was that special thing of when a family sing together. Of course, later on, the writing of Mike and Lal produced dozens of songs that are now in the folk canon. Brilliant musicians and singers, and damn fine people too. This is the song which gripped not just me, but virtually everybody on the folk scene in those early days. The story of a fishing disaster off the northeast coast when 70 men and boys were lost at sea. This is the Watersons with 70 and 10.
Methinks I see a host of craft spreading their sails alee, as down the Humber they do glide, all bound for the northern sea. Methinks I see on each small craft a crew with hearts so brave, going out to earn their daily bread upon the restless wave.
And it's 70 and 10 boys and men, well lost from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, they long to fight that bitter night and battle with the swell.
Methinks I see them yet again as they leave the land behind, casting their nets into the sea, the fish and shoals to find. Methinks I see them yet again, and all on board's all right. With the sails close reefed and the decks cleared up, and the side lights burning bright.
And it's 70 and 10 boys and men, well lost from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, they long to fight that bitter night and battle with the swell.
October's night left such a sight was never seen before. There was masts and spars and broken yards came floating to a shore. There was many a heart a sorrow, and there was many a heart a brave. There was many a hearty fisher lad did find a watery grave.
And it's 70 and 10 boys and men were lost from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers,
or fishing smacks as well. They long to fight that bitter night and battle with the swell.
From the album Early Days, that's the Watersons there, with 3 Score and 10. Now, Jack Sheldon wrote and said, play something by the High Level Ranters. Their early stuff on Topic was top draw. Paul Scott also wrote in and suggested I play something by the band. The High Level Ranters, as I mentioned before, opened their folk club in the Bridge Hotel, Newcastle, way back in the early days of the folk revival, and they set the bar really high from day one. Ali Anderson on concertina, Johnny Handel on accordion and vocals, Tom Gilfellan on guitar and vocals, a great ragtime and blues guitarist, by the way, and the late Colin Ross on Northumbrian pipes, fiddle and Jew's harp. Every one of them a fantastic musician, and the sound they made together was more than the sum of its parts. From the album Northumberland Forever, this is the High Level Ranters with the Sandgate Girls Lament and Elsie Marley.
I was a young me truly, and I lived in Sandgate Street. I thought to marry a canny lad to be with me at neat. Some good lake body, some canny body to be with me at noon. But I have married a keen lad and my good days are done. He's an ugly body, a bubbly body, an ill-faced, hideous moon. And I have married a keen lad and my good days are done. Now I thought to marry a parson to make us say me prayers, but I have married a keen lad and he kicks us down the stairs. I thought to marry a dyer to dye me apron blue, but I have married a keen lad and he makes us sally roo. He's an ugly body, a bubbly body, an ill-faced, hideous moon. And I have married a keen lad and my good days are done. I thought to marry a joiner to make us a chair and stool, but I have married a keen lad and he's a perfect fool. I thought to marry a sailor to bring us beads and lace, but I have married a keen lad and he's a bloody disgrace. He's an ugly body, a bubbly body, an ill-faced, hideous fool. And I have married a keen lad and my good days are done.
I remember trying to get my head round that strange timing. 9-8. What is this? What is this tune? Brilliant stuff. The Sandgate Girls Lament and Elsie Marley, the High Level Ranters, from the album Northumberland Forever. Now, Percy Paradise, Ralph Butler, Pete Cunningham and Terry Freeman all wrote and said, you've got to play something by the Young Tradition. The Young Tradition were Peter Bellamy, Royston Wood and Heather Wood. They were the benchmark to which all other aspirant harmony groups aspired. From the album So Cheerfully Round, this is the Young Tradition with the Innocent Hair.
Sportsmen arouse, the morning is clear, the larks are singing all in the air. Sportsmen arouse, the morning is clear, the larks are singing all in the air.
Go tell your sweet lover,
the hounds are out.
Go tell your sweet lover,
the hounds are out.
To saddle your horses, your saddles prepare. We'll away to some covert and seek for a hare.
We search the woods, the groves all round, the trial bin of us, the game is found. We search the woods, the groves all round, the trial bin of us, the game is found.
Then up she springs,
through break she flies.
Then up she springs,
through break she flies. Follow, follow the musical horn, sing, follow, hark forward the innocent hare. The huntsman blows his joyful sound, tally-ho, me boys, all over the down. The huntsman blows his joyful sound, tally-ho, me boys, all over the down.
From the woods to the valley,
see how she creeps.
From the woods to the valley,
see how she creeps. Follow, follow the musical horn, sing, follow, hark forward the innocent hare. All along the green turf she pants for breath, the huntsman he cries out for death. All along the green turf she pants for breath, the huntsman he cries out for death.
Pray low, pray low,
a retiring hare.
Pray low, pray low,
a retiring hare. Follow, follow the musical horn, sing, follow, hark forward the innocent hare. This hare has led us a noble run, success to sportsman everyone. This hare has led us a noble run, success to sportsmen every one.
Such a chase she has led us,
4 hours or more.
Such a chase she has led us,
4 hours or more. Wine and beer we'll drink without fear, we'll drink a success to the innocent hare.
Young Tradition, from the album So Cheerfully Round, with the innocent hare. Now, Simon Glynn posted up on Facebook to say, you've got to play something by the Spinners, and damn it, of course. The Liverpool folk scene was really, really strong. Jackie and Bridie and the Spinners ran massively popular clubs, and the Spinners, who some folkies disparaged wrongly, in my opinion, for being popular, probably turned more people onto folk music through their TV work than any other band in the second wave of the revival. Not only did they do that by their work on TV, but they travelled the length and breadth of the country singing in folk clubs as well. For very little money, as it happens, they were a massive support to not just the folk clubs, but to the early days of the National Folk Festival, which then was run by the EFDSS, the English Folk Dance and Song Society. From the album The Best of the Spinners Live, this is one of my favourite songs of theirs ever. And I'd like to dedicate it to Auntie Joan in Liverpool, in memory of all those great nights we had in your house when we sang this song with Jack and Jimmy and Eileen and all the mob in my Liverpool home.
In my Liverpool home,
sing it loud.
In my Liverpool home,
sing it proud.
We speak with an accent exceedingly rare, meet under a statue exceedingly bare. And if you want a cathedral, we've got one to spare. In my Liverpool home, I was born in Liverpool. Religion was Catholic, occupation hard knocks, at stealing from Norris, I was adept, and under old overcoats each night we slept. In my Liverpool home, in my Liverpool home, we speak with an accent exceedingly rare, meet under a statue exceedingly fair. And if you want a cathedral, we've got one to spare.
Sam Cunard had the ships and the means. He carried the emigrants, people with dreams. He sailed from the Mersey, their fortunes to find. But me dad always said the best one stayed behind.
In my Liverpool home, in my Liverpool home, we speak with accent exceedingly rare. Meet under a statue exceedingly fair. And if you want a cathedral, we've got them to square. In my Liverpool home.
And the Cliff Hall Cayley Band will play the last waltz as usual.
Religion, a fella once said. So a climbed in me wellies and a kung fu dessert. Don't be angry, he cried, I'm not starting a knock. Do you worship at Anfield or Goodison Park?
In my Liverpool home, in my Liverpool home, we speak with an accent exceedingly.
You had to be there, the Spinners, from the album Best of the Spinners, live with In My Liverpool Home. Now, you knew from track one of this album that you were listening to a performance of exceptional skill and authenticity. The man had honed his craft and was a consummate artist. The man I'm talking about is Nick Jones and the album Ballads and Songs. Lots of people mentioned Penguin Eggs, the album. That was much, much later, of course. The very first album he made was with the band The Halyard, and I don't think that's available anymore. But his first album, Ballads and Songs, on Bill Leader's label, I've still got a pristine vinyl copy of that. From it, this is Sir Patrick Spence.
Sits in Dunfermline town, a drinking the blood red wine. Oh, where will I get a fine mariner to sail seven ships of mine? And then up spoke a fine young man, sat at the king's right knee. Sir Patrick Spens is the best mariner has ever sailed on the seas. So the king he has written a broad letter and signed it with his own hand. And he sent it off to Sir Patrick Spens, a-walking all on the strand. And the very first lines that Patrick he read, a little laugh then gave he. And the very last lines that Patrick read, the salt tears filled his eyes. Oh, who is he that's done this deed and told the king on me? For never was I a good mariner, and never do intend to be. Late yesterday I saw the new moon with the old moon in her arms. And I fear a deadly storm, a ship and she will come to harm. But rise up, my merry men all, a little ship she sails in the morn. Whether it's a windy or whether it's a wet, or whether there's a deadly storm. And they hadn't been a sailing a league or more, a league but barely nine, till a wind hadn't wet and sleet and snow come a blowing up behind. Oh, where can I get a little cabin boy to take the helmet in hand, while I go up to the topmast high and see if I can't spy land? Come down, Sir Patrick Spens, we fear that we all must die. For in and out of the good ship's hull, the wind and the ocean fly. And the very first step that Patrick he took, the water it came to his knees. And the very last step that Patrick he took, they drowned, they were in the seas. And many was the fine feather bed that floated on the foam. And many was the little Lord's son that never, never more came home. And long, long may their ladies sit with the fans all in their hands, before they see Sir Patrick Spens come a-sailing along this strand. For it's 50 miles to Aberdeen shore, it's 50 fathoms deep, and there does lie Sir Patrick Spens with the little lords at his feet.
Sir Patrick Spens, Nick Jones, the album Ballads and Songs. John Doonan, from the famous Mighty Doonan family, brothers Kevin and Michael, also, of course, fantastic musicians, and Phil Murray of Hedgehog Pie, all wrote in and said, play something by John Doonan. In fact, John Doonan Jr. wrote, What About Me Dad? John Peel had Dad's album Flute for the Fesh as one of his top 10 albums of all time. Well, from that album, Flute for the Fesh, this is the mighty John Doonan, who was an absolute legend, with strict tempo playing, but with masses and masses of soul. Set dance, the ace and juice of piping. Thank you. sometimes called the Ace and Deuce of Pipering, but they're the Ace and Deuce of Piping. The set dance played beautifully there by John Doonan on his album Flute for the Fish. Now, a little bit self-indulgent here, I know, but I'm going to play a little-known artist called Mary Asquith. I've always found it amazing that she wasn't better known. Well known in the north and also worked quite a lot in Holland and Germany, never pushed herself forward, didn't suffer fools gladly, and was probably too honest for a lot of the stuff that was happening on the scene at the time. She only made one album, but what a classic album it was. John Portlock, Frank Simmons and Leslie Morton all mentioned her. The album is called Closing Time, and this is Mary Asquith with her own song, When Marilyn Monroe Died Blues. Mary Asquith with When Marilyn Monroe Died Blues from her album Closing Time. I want to get so much in this show and I've not got masses of time left, so I'm going to stop talking. What I'm going to do now is play three tracks back-to-back from the Scottish folk scene of the 1960s. First of all, Jock O'Hazeldine from Dick Gocken's album No More Forever. Dick Gocken, of course, one of the greatest voices ever in the 60s folk revival. Brilliant instrumentalist as well. That's followed by the Bonnie Ship the Diamond from the McCalmans, who were just one of the best groups ever. Why they were not international massive stars, I will never understand. They had a great life on the scene and recorded lots of great albums and performed all over the place, but they never made it like they should have done, in my humble opinion. And the Scottish section is then going to end with Hamish Imlach and Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice. What can you say about Hamish other than that he was a life force? He was part of the energy of the planet. But you'll see when we get to that. First of all, Dick Gocken with the beautiful ballad, Jock O'Hazeldine.
Why weep ye by the tide, lady? Why weep ye by the tide? I'll wed ye tae my youngest son, and ye shall be his bride, and ye shall be his bride, lady. Say, comely tae be seen. But I she loot the tears doon far, far Jock O'Hazeldine. No, let the soul through grief be done, and dry those cheeks pale. Young Frank is chief of Erdington, and Lord O'Langleydale. His step is first in peaceful hall, his sword and battle keen. But I she loot the tears doon far, far Jock O'Hazeldine. A coat o' gowd ye shall nae lack, nor came to bind your hair, nor metal town, nor manage talk, nor palfrey fresh and fair. And you, the foremost of them all, shall ride our forest queen. But I she loot the tears doon far, far Jock O'Hazeldine. The kirk was decked at morning tide, the tapers glimmered fair, the priest and bridegroom waved the bride, and dame and knight were there. They searched for her in bower and hall, the lady was nae seen. She's o'er the border and the wa', wi' Jock O'Hazeldine.
the diamond is our ship, me lads, for the Davis train she's bound. And the key it is our garnished with bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the ocean wide. When the sun it never sets, me lads, nor darkness dims the sky.
And this cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
Along the quays of Peter Heath, the lassies gone a-roon. We the shores are put about them, and the sortie's running doon. Now don't you weep, my bonny lass, for ye be left behind. For the rose will bloom on Greenland's ice before we change your mind.
And this cheer up, the lass, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship that I'm in goes a-fishing for the whale.
Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise Eliza Swan. Here's a health to the Battle of the Roman Toad and the Diamond Ship of Fame. We wear the trousers all the white and the jackets all the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll hail sweethearts anew.
And this cheer up, my lass, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship that I'm in goes a-fishing for the whale.
Oh, it'll be bright beneath the night when the Greenland lads come home. In a ship that's full of oil, me boys, and money to our name. We'll mack the cradles for the rock and the blankets for the tear. And every lass in Peterhead sing hush-a-bye, my bairn.
And this cheer up, my lass, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship that I'm in goes a-fishing for the whale. And this cheer up, my lass, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship that I'm in goes a-fishing for the whale.
Out o' the east, there came a hard man. Whoa, all the way from Brixton. Ha, ha, ha. Glory, hallelujah. Caught in the oil and the orange juice. Well, he went into a pub and he come out paralytic. Whoa, VP and cider. Ha, ha, ha. What a hell of a mixture. God never oil and the orange juice. Sex rears its ugly head now. Does this bus go to the Deniston Pally? Whoa, I'm looking for a lumber. Glory, hallelujah. God never oil and the orange juice. Eyes up the talent, and lo and behold, in the Johnson, he met Harry Mary. Oh, the fluoro, the gorbals. Ha, ha, ha. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Chats her up. Oh, new Mary, are you Johnson? Oh, no, it's just the way I'm stoning. Ha, ha, ha. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Rebuffed. Well then, Mary, you're one in a million. Oh, so's your chances. Ha, ha, ha. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Rebuffed again. Well then, Mary, can I run you in? Oh, I've got a pair of sand shoes. Yeah, love the funny. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Never say die. Sways about nonchalantly, picking his nails with his bayonet. And he knocks it off. Well, down through the back loads and into the dunny. Oh, it wasn't it for the first time. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Then out came her mammy. She was gone to the kludgy. Oh, I buggered off sharpish. Ha, ha, glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. New Harry Mary's
looking for her heart, man. Oh, he's joined the Foreign Legion. Sahara runner of camels, cod liver oil and the orange juice. Then Hairy Mary had a little baby. Oh, his father's in the army. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice.
Hamish Emlock with Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice, a classic track from the album Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice, the Transatlantic Anthology. Before that, you heard the Bonnie Ship, the Diamond from the McCalmans album Lost Tracks, and right at the head of that section from the album No More Forever, Dick Gawken, the beautiful version of the classic ballad Jock or Hazeldean. If you want any more information on anything you've heard on the show, and of course there's another 270 or whatever it is, podcasts that you can download, then go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and all will become clear. I'm going to play three English tracks back to back now because I'm fed up with talking and there's so much great music, and you can find out details from the website anyway. So basically, here's three tracks together from the English folk clubs of the second wave of the folk revival. First of all, Robin and Barry Dransfield with The Route of the Blues from the album of the same name. Again, another album which, like Nick Jones' album, just made everybody go, whoa, what is this? That's followed by Here's the Tender Coming from Dave Berlin's first album, A Dalesman's Litany, and then finally Heather Down the Moor from June Tabor, accompanied on guitar by another of the folk scene's great giants, Martin Simpson. So, three tracks back-to-back, June Tabor and Martin Simpson, before that Dave Burland, and right at the head of the section, Robin and Barry Dransfield with The Route of the Blues.
Crossed over Salisbury Plain, but a dainty fine sight I behold, as lasses were crying and tearing their hair. Oh, the rout has just come for the blues. Oh, the rout has just come for the blues. Then each one home to their mothers do run. Said me heart is undone, it is true. I'll pack up me clothes without more delay, and boldly I'll march with the blues, and boldly I'll march with the blues. The landlord and landlady walks hand in hand, and so do they pretty girls too. And each one poured out a bottle of gin to drink a good health to the blues, to drink a good health to the blues. Our ship she is rigged and we all set sail. How sweetly the French all played too. And each one sent up a loud huzzah. Success to King George and his blues. Success to King George and his blues. Gallant young fellas as ever you see, though you search Bonnie Britain all through. When dressed in his majesty's suit you'll agree, there are none can compare with the blues. There are none can compare with the blues. As I crossed over Salisbury Plain, but a dainty fine sight I behold, as lasses were crying and tearing their hair. Oh, the rout has just come for the blues. Oh, the rout has just come for the blues.
Yeah. Here's the tender Coleman pressing all the men. Oh dear Hinney, what shall we do then? Here's the tender Coleman off at Shields Bar. Here's the tender Coleman full of men of war. And here's the tender Coleman pressing of me dear. Oh dear Hinney, take you away from here. They will ship you foreign, that is what it means. Here's the tender Coleman full of red marines. And here's the tender Coleman pressing all the men. Oh dear Hinney, what shall we do then? Here's the tender Coleman off at Shields Bar. Here's the tender Coleman full of men of war. So hide me, canny Geordie, hide thyself away. Hide thee till the frigate makes for Druridge Bay. Here's the tender Coleman off at Shields Bar. Here's the tender Coleman full of men of war. And if they take you, Geordie, who's to win our bread? Me and little Jackie better off be dead. Here's the tender Coleman off at Shields Bar. Here's the tender Coleman full of men of war. And here's the tender Coleman pressing of me dear. Oh dear Hinney, take you away from here. They will ship you foreign, that is what it means. Here's the tender Coleman full of red marines.
Among the hens that down the moor, and among the heather o'er the morn, through the heather, I spied a lass and a very bonny lass. She was sweeping the dew from among the hens that down the moor. Barefooted was she was comely dressed, that I had bought neither hat nor feather. She'd a platter up neatly round the west, as she'd flip through the bloom and hens that down the moor, and among the heather o'er the morn, through the heather. She'd a platter up neat blue round the west. She'd flip through the bloom and hang her down the moor. I stepped up to this fair young lady. Tell me your name, come tell me the. She answered me down with a bonny burn side, and I found in all my youth to get her down the moor. And among the heather o'er the moor, through the heather. She answered me down with a bonny burn side, and I found in all my youth to get her down the moor. I courted her that blue-flung day, my heart was light as any feather. Until the beams of the red setting sun come a-shining down, and among the heather down the moor, and among the heather o'er the moor, through the heather. Until the beams of the red setting sun come a-shining down, and among the heather down the moor. And among the hens that down the moor.
The Down the Moor, June Tabor and Martin Simpson, and that's from the album The Ultimate Guide to English Folk, Volume 2. Before that, you heard Dave Berland with his The Tender Coming from his album A Dalesman's Litany, and right at the head, Robin and Barry Dransfield with The Rout of the Blues from their album of the same name, which I played in particular for Chris and Val Coulter. Well, thanks ever so much for being my companions on this journey down the corridors of folk memory. The book I'm working on is going to be called You Can Sleep on the Settee, because that's where I most often ended up after a night playing at a folk club somewhere down country. And I'm going to finish this trip down the folk lanes of memory with a track called Who Knows Where the Time Goes, because indeed, who knows where the time does go. And all us lads and lasses must, as chimney sweepers, come to dust. But before we go, we'll have a bloody good time and a bloody good shout. This particular version I'm going to dedicate to Claire O'Leary, David Harper, Pat Mock and Heather Malcolm. Heather, in particular, said, "Something early by the Straubs. Who knows where the time goes would be great." Sandy Denny, of course, began her career with the Straubs and went on to become the lead singer with Fairport Convention. This song, written by Sandy Denny, to me says more than any other song what it was like to be there in the 60s and 70s and beyond, the great friends, some that we've lost now, but the great times we had when we were together. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to go to the website, 3W's Mike Harding Folk Show, .com, and you'll find loads of links through to all the artists and lots of other stuff, including a donate button. So, look after yourselves, and whatever you do, don't let the buggers grind you down. Ta-da!
Across the purple sky, all the birds are leaving. But how can they know it's time for them to go? Before the winter fire, I will still be dreaming. I have no thought of time. Who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time goes? Deserted shore, your fickle friends are leaving. Ah, but then you know it's time for them to go. But I will still be here. I have no thought of leaving. I do not count the time. For who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time thank you. not alone, while my love is near me. I know it will be so until it's time to go. So come the storms of winter, and then the birds in spring again. I do not fear the time. Time.